Listen, mama girl, I get it. Packing can be so overwhelming. You need to make sure that you have everybody's essentials. You need to make sure that you stay organized. You need to make sure that you have all the clothes, all of the toothpastes, all of the toothbrushes, all the socks, all the underwear, and then all this stuff. And you need to make sure that it fits in your luggage, all the things, and it can't be overweight, because if it's overweight, you got to pay more at the airport, all the things, mama girl. But let me tell you, I know how to make packing easy. I know how to make packing unoverwhelming. Underwhelming? We want to say that. I know how to make it underwhelming, and we are going to talk about that today here on Prep and Land. Hey girl, hey, if you do not know who I am by now, let me introduce myself. My name is Jamie, and I am an independent and travel agent, and this is my podcast, Prep and Land, where we talk about all things travel from prep to land. Listen, I thank you for joining me today. And like I said, packing for a trip can be a challenge, especially when you are packing for your family. But don't fret, my dear. Do not fret, because with proper planning and a checklist and a strategy, might I add, this process will become much easier. So let's go ahead and break this down. Mama girl. Okay, so first things first, mama girl, let us go over some of the different things to consider when you are looking at the different types of trips that you and your family are going on. Are you ready? Let us begin. The first up is a beach trip. So when you're going on a beach trip, I want you to think of lightweight. It should be some quick dry clothing, some swimsuits, some sunscreen, some beach gear like towels, umbrellas, toys, if your children play with the toys, all the things. Those are things that you need to consider when you are going on a beach trip. When you are going on like a cruising experience, you want to think space saving. You need a space saving wardrobe, because even though you do have storage in your cabin, that storage is not that grand. It's not like your closet at home. So you need to make sure you're having a space-saving wardrobe. You also want to make sure you have formal attire for when you have the captain's dinner, or if you have any type of formal dinner, that if you're going to have a little fancy dinner at one of the little fancy restaurants. You also want to have your cruising essentials, right? So you want to have like passports, maybe some magnetic hooks, and maybe some packing cubes. Packing cubes are actually wonderful to have on cruises to help you save space in your cabin. The next up, mama girl, is international travel. Now, some things to consider when you are doing travel internationally. You want to have comfortable walking shoes, because we want to make sure we are enjoying ourselves and not sitting here frustrated at ourselves for having shoes that just don't work for our feet. So make sure you have comfortable walking shoes. You want to make sure you also have weather-appropriate clothing. This means going on the internet and researching what the weather's going to be doing while you up there, wherever you're going, whether it be Paris, whether it be to the Caribbeans, wherever you're going, and Antarctica. Listen, wherever you're going, make sure that you have weather-appropriate clothing. And also, you want to have a travel adapter, because not everybody's outlets are the same. You can get this on Amazon. It's Amazon. I know. It's Amazon. But I like saying Amazon. So you can get this on Amazon, or Amagon, as like I like to call it. And you want to make sure that you have your key documents. So whether that be a passport or a visa, whatever you need, to make sure that when you go to the country, you come back to the country. Come back to your country of origin, okay? We don't need you stuck. We don't need you stuck in another country. We want you to come back. So make sure you have all your key documents in place, okay? And it's also a good idea to get a document holder and copy more than one. Make more than one copy for your documents, okay? That way you have backups to the backups to the backups, and there's no confusion for anybody involved. Boom, shakalaka. Moving on. Okay, so let's talk about road trips. So for road trips, you want to make sure that you have comfortable outfits. You want to also make sure that you have like an emergency car kit just in case the car decides to act stupid while y'all are on the road. And you want to make sure you have snacks and entertainment and weather-specific gear. You want to make sure you have all these things. You have a little bit more freedom when it comes to road trips. It's just as much as your car can hold. You can put as much as your car can hold in the trunk of your car, but remember, you got to bring all that stuff back and unpack it. So you still want to be mindful, but you have a little bit more freedom. And the last example that I have for you is just like a weekend getaway. I want you to think versatility. I want you to have a versatile wardrobe, right? I want to make sure you have all your toiletries. You have a small bag so you can leave the big bag with all of your stuff at the hotel, and you take that small bag out to your activities for your day, right? And you want to make sure you have your essentials like a water bottle and a camera so you can capture all these things and stay hydrated while you're out and about having fun with all these people and their children. Yes. So we have our foundation. We talked about the different things we want to consider when we're going on these different types of trips. Right now, we need to talk about how we pack and all this stuff, because that's important. In fact, that is the reason why we are here today. To make sure that we're not only packing our essentials, but we're packing them in a way that we are not stressed out, and we are packing them efficiently and effectively. Boom shakalaka. So there are different types of packing styles that I want you to consider. Now, I'm going to leave a link in the description box below for each of these packing styles so you can do your own research and figure out which one works best for you. They're going to be YouTube videos. You welcome. Okay, so the first method is the rolling method, which is pretty much what it is, right? You're taking your clothes and instead of folding them, you're rolling them. That actually does save you a lot of space in your suitcase, and you can end up packing more, but you don't need to. You don't need to, okay? It just gives you more room in your suitcase. You don't need to pack more. Okay, the rolling method. The next up is packing cubes. Like I said, especially with cruises, packing cubes are very, very beneficial. They help make sure you stay nice and neat and organized in your suitcase, and they help make sure you stay nice and neat and organized in your cabin. So packing cubes are definitely some things that you should consider when it comes to packing up your suitcase. There are a lot of great packing cubes on Amazon that you can purchase and utilize for your traveling experiences. Okay. The next up is the bundling method. Now, the bundling method is when you're taking a whole outfit. You're not separating it into pieces. Like, you'll have your shorts right here, your shirts right here, your underwear right here, your socks right here. No, all of it comes together. So your underwear, short, your sock, your shirt, all the things that you are wearing for that day, that whole outfit comes together. You fold it up, you put it in the suitcase, boom, you're done. That is what the bundling method is. You can do that. That's also a space saver. If you find it beneficial, honey, do it. If you don't, then don't. And move on with your life. Simple as that. And the last method that you can use is the wrapping method, which is like the bundling method. But what's different is you're doing that for all your clothes. So you're taking all your clothes for your trip, and you're stacking them from biggest to little. So almost like a pyramid, if you will, but hopefully it's not that high. We don't need it that high, but you're stacking your clothes up from biggest to little, and then you're going to fold it up, put it in your suitcase, and that also saves you storage too. So any of those methods you want to use, honey, use them. Listen, there is a government website that you can go to. I'm going to leave the link in the description box below. There is a government website that you can go to that will show you what type of documentation that you need to go visit wherever country you are going to. Okay. Go to that website and look to see what documentation that you need, because some countries just need a passport, while others you need a passport and you need a visa. So go to the website, look at all the different documentation requirements for that area, and make sure that you have it before you go. Okay. Now, with cruises, I want to mention that some cruises you need a passport and some cruises you don't. But it's a good idea to have a passport anyway. The cruises that are leaving from the United States of America and returning to the United States of America, you do not need a passport. The cruises that are leaving from the United States of America and returning to another country, you do need a passport. So if you're leaving out of Port Canaveral and you're returning to Port Canaveral, you don't need a passport. But if you're leaving out of Port Canaveral and going to Europe and docking in Europe, you need a passport, okay? So it's a good idea to have a passport anyway. But if you don't have a passport, if you're going to do a cruise, make sure that your cruising experience is returning to the location that you're leaving from. Okay? Okay. Moving on. You also need to make sure you have your medication and then have backups to your medication and then have the prescriptions for your medication. Why? Because things happen and you need to be prepared, okay? So make sure that you have all the medications that you need, the vitamins, all the things that you take on a daily basis to make sure that your body is staying healthy. Make sure you have backups to those things and make sure you have the prescriptions as well just in case you need to refill it, okay? Okay. Lastly, I want you to make sure you have travel insurance. Now, I haven't been on this horse in a while, but I'm back on it for a little bit anyway. Travel insurance is essential, especially if you are traveling outside of the country, because your insurance that covers you in the United States does not cover you in China or Guam or Egypt or Jamaica, or Costa Mujeres, or the Virgin Islands, British Virgin Islands. It doesn't cover you, okay? You might think it does, but it doesn't. And if something were to happen to you, heaven forbid, you would have to pay thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars to get taken care of over here. Travel insurance takes care of that. So please get travel insurance for your experiences, okay? Okay, 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 okay. I'm gonna get down now. I'm off my horse, listen. And that's all that I have for you today, mama girl. Again, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you for joining me today. If you like this information, go ahead and share it with the other mama girls in your community. And don't keep it right there, honey. Share it with everybody. Because everybody needs to know these different tips, tricks, knickknacks, paddywhacks. Give the dogs their bones. All the bones. They need to know all the bones, mama girl. So go ahead and share it with all the people in your world, okay? Okay, now listen. If you want some more tips, if you want some more tricks, if you want some more trip ideas, go ahead and go to my website, www.prepandland.com. And if you are ready, you're saying, hey, Jamie girl, listen, I want you to go ahead and plan my trip. Or, Jamie girl, listen, I know where I want to go. I need you to help me book it. Listen, I can help with all the things. You can visit my website, www.prepandland.com/contact, and get in contact with me today to help you book your next trip or plan your next trip. Whatever you need to do for your next trip, I got you. And your next trip. As always, mama girl, I want you to continue to choose to make life an experience and experience the life that you choose. Don't just exist. Live. Until next time, mama girl. Peace.